Hey everyone, how's it going? I am so happy to be able to get on today and do a lesson with everyone. I hope everyone is well. We're going to do a lesson today on the armor of God. And I'm sure you have done this lesson many times. It comes up every age, from toddler to children's to youth to adult. But I just love this lesson, and I think it helps remind us of kind of like our expectations that God has for us. So there's a great game that goes with this, and I hope we can play that when we get back to our face-to-face interactions at church. So remind me when we get back, hey, remember that Armor of God game you said we could play? Because it really is super fun. So our reading today comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. So let's kind of look at that. What is this scripture saying to us? In the verse, Paul tells us to put on all of God's armor. What does that mean? We understand that battle armor is meant to protect someone when they're at war, combat, or fighting. Throughout history, armor has been, you know, a traditional symbol. It's been made out of metal, iron, leather. You've kind of seen that. If a soldier went into battle only wearing parts, you know, maybe he had on a shield for his body, but not for his head. Would that be kind of ineffective? Because the enemy would be able to see, oh, look, his head isn't covered. So we have to protect all of us. Just like your friends would tell you if you were, maybe you had a snowstorm and you went out, and we don't really have snowstorms, but if there was a snowstorm and you went out and your friends met you and you had no jacket on, no hat, no gloves, they'd look at you and say, I think you might have forgot something today. Where's your hat? Where's your gloves? Where's your jacket? Why? Because they don't want you to get cold and get sick. So what is the armor of God? Obviously, it's not something that we physically wear, right? We can't see it. So what is it? In the verses that come before the one we read, the Apostle Paul talks about the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, shield of faith, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, and more. These are the pieces of spiritual armor we wear as Christians. We wear them by reading our Bible, praying, and allowing our faith in God to grow, living God-honoring lives. Every piece of this armor is essential. The belt of truth stands for God's truth, and knowing God's truth protects us from the lies of the world and the devil. As you study each piece of the armor of God, you understand that each one plays a vital part, and without one, you are vulnerable to the enemy. The scripture says that armor helps us to stand firm and not waver, be shaken in our faith, no matter what type of battle we face. It also says that it helps us to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. What are the strategies of the devil? God does not want you to be defeated in your walk with him. But it's your choice whether or not you go into battle in his strength and protection, or you try to do it on your own. Without God's protection, you will lose every time, because we were never meant to live in our own strength. We were always meant to live with God's protection. When you put on the armor of God, you are completely covered with everything God knows you need to fight against the devil. And when you see a fellow soldier without some of their armor, you should remind them, hey, put it on. If you go to school tomorrow, or obviously we won't be going to school tomorrow. But when you go back to school and you see someone telling lies or listening to gossip about someone, you can say, hey, you're not wearing your armor. When we participate in lying or even listening to lies, we have just made ourselves vulnerable to attacks from the devil. How do you do this? Because those actions do not demonstrate a desire to stand firm in God's truth. Instead, you're willing to settle for the lies of the enemy. So today, I want you to choose. You can either wear the armor of God and don't just put on part of it and walk around half armored, but ask God to give you everything you need to stand firm in who He has called you to be. So get up, put on your armor, stand firm, and fight.